with streams freezing up, we're temporarily losing something incredibly rare in the universe, an environment with liquids. Everything we see through telescopes are always solids, like the moon, or gases, like nebulas. Liquid is nature's most unusual state. Liquid's rarity is not obvious because we live on a mostly liquid surface and feel our hearts pumping fluid. Our brains are liquidy. We're comfortable with it. But liquid is actually very unusual. First off, you can't even have liquid in space. When a comet, a dirty ice ball, comes close to the sun, its ice doesn't melt, but instead sublimates. Changes directly from solid to gas. That's because liquids can only exist under pressure, and in only a very narrow temperature range. By contrast, solids and gases survive anywhere. That you need a pressurized environment to have fluids means that none could exist on the moon or Mars. Here on Earth, our thick atmosphere supplies this pressure. As lava lamps have proven since 1965, liquids are fascinating. But what exactly are they? There's still some mystery here. We can say for sure that a substance whose atoms make a crystalline pattern or retains its shape against gravity is a solid. By contrast, substances whose individual atoms or molecules are free to float independently are gases. Liquids are somewhere in between, and can change shape completely. Tip an open container on its side, and a liquid will sooner or later flow out. But there are many odd cases. Are gels and putty solid or liquid? In any case, there are not many liquids around us in nature. While we're all aware of alcohol, oil, kerosene, and mercury, we only see them packaged in containers. They're not naturally dripping into pools around us in the woods. That's why Saturn's moon Titan is so special. On its cold, pressurized surface, natural gas exists in its liquid form. It's the first and only surface liquid we've ever seen beyond Earth. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.